impact this county and the people that live here. Father, we don't possess all the skills and knowledge that we need, but we know that you can provide, and that is what we ask for. Thank you for being here with us. We just praise your name, in Christ's name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to skip item number one, we're going back to the open session, but just to keep Mr. Bass on a tight schedule. We're going to go ahead and move into my office so we can get on a conference call with Mr. Bass. And at that time, we will come, after we're finished there, we will come back in here. So at this time, I will ask for a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Henry.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll resume back in here briefly. Okay, slide the bar. Table is 904, and Mr. Attorney has not called yet, so we're going to come back here and try to get something done before he calls, and at that time, we'll move on back into executive session. So I'll make the motion that we leave executive session until we get the phone call. Second by Commissioner Parker, we're back in normal session. We're going to move back to item number one, consider and possibly approve changes to county health insurance as related to mammograms. And since I posted this agenda, some new information has come to light. I've given you a couple of pages worth of email, and let me give you a little bit of background. For many years, we had the East Texas Medical Center mammogram bus. Was called to town by some of our employees who liked that service, and we have run into some problems in the last couple of years where the realization has been that ETMC was not in our network and the mammogram bus was costing not only the county but the employees additional monies. We had approved in the past some special allowances to give in-network benefits to employees, but we discontinued that last year. So this time we had talked about getting Titus Regional Medical Center to work with us to give us the best possible pricing on providing mammograms in a convenient fashion for our employees. After waiting and waiting and waiting for responses from Titus Regional, we have been unable to negotiate anything with them. I can't explain that to you. But nonetheless, we don't have any firm pricing from them. So we contacted East Texas Medical Center to find out what the price would be after making the decision to bring before you an option where we could bring the mammogram bus back. And I was going to ask you if you would allow the employees to use that service as an in-network service, in other words, pay it as if they were in network so that the employees would not be penalized. And so that's when I put this on the agenda. Then I decided to go ahead and call East Texas Medical Center to find out, hey, what is going to be the charge if we do this? And as part of that conversation, we come to find that, hey, we offer a $150 cash price if you all would be interested in that. Well, that caught my attention because the normal pricing on something like this is $300, $400, or $500. And so I contacted Chris Kaplinger with UMR and Tony, you'll see there on the bottom of page two, my initial contact with Chris and Tony, letting them know that ETMC has quoted a cash price of $150. Each interested patient must call the phone number in advance of the date that we book to pre-register and verify that the patient can use their bus facility. Would there be any problem with the county settling up with East Texas Medical Center at the end of the day with one check for everyone that takes advantage? I'll present this option to the commissioners with the proposal that if you don't take advantage of this, you, the employee, then any employee will be subject to out-of-network charges anywhere else that they decide to go. So we will make a one-time offering and visit by the East Texas Medical Center bus. For those that are interested, we can take advantage of this cash price of $150, which does include reading of the film by the physician. If you'll look up from that second page, you'll see Chris Kaplinger's response. She says that's not an uncommon practice for out-of-network providers to offer something like that. When you say that the county would write the check, you're not meaning that you would send the claims to UMR to process. Is that correct? If that is the case, I'm thinking that the ETMC bus would not want the claims to be considered at 150. Another question, does this include the reading of the procedure? Will ETMC submit a claim to UMR? And then on the first page, my response, the way we described it, Titus would just write them a check at the end of day. However, ETMC did offer to send us a bill for the total at the end of the day rather than having to have an immediate check ready. We explained that since we were self-insured, it didn't matter to us if we filed it on insurance, we just wanted the cheapest price. We left it that she would just bill us for the total at the end of the day and not file it. And yes, that does include the physician reading the x-rays. She specifically said that. I will make it clear that they will not file a claim with UMR, and therefore we do not have to provide them with our patient numbers, just the patient's name for our records. And the final response there from Chris, perfect, thank you. If you need anything else, let me know. So that's the offer before us here, is can we go ahead and allow the ETMC bus to come, and it looks like December 7th is the first available date. It's the first available date that we can book, and we will make sure we publicize that to get everyone here to take advantage of that $150 price. So, motion by Commissioner Fields to allow the ETMC bus to come to Mount Pleasant. We'll pay down on that $150 cash price for everyone that takes advantage of that on that day. Second by Commissioner Riddle, all in favor say aye. Okay, at this time, I'll make a motion that we go back into our executive session and now have a call from our attorney. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor say aye. Okay, we'll return after completion of this phenomenon and reconvene in open session. Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Parker, and all in favor say aye. All right, we have completed our executive session. We've also completed the other individual item that was on our agenda.